It's time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, what's good? This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
We are here in effect mode. Shout out to Albie Shaw. We in the building, boy, man. We kicking it.
You took it all the way back on him.
I took it all the way back. I feel like I can't say in effect mode and not get that man his price. That's almost like copyright infringement.
No doubt.
You know?
No doubt. The kids is like, what the fuck y'all talking about? In effect mode.
Well, you got time to Google it. You ain't doing shit. So the kids, they running outside and shit, wilding out, not even social distancing. But the adults, they doing the responsible thing and staying within. Anyway, what's good, bro? What's popping with you? How you doing, man? How's it been?
I mean, I'm laid back, man. I'm locked in and chilling out, man. Staying out the way of Miss Rona. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Miss Rona, that's what you call her?
Yeah, Miss Rona.
Miss Rona. Gotta respect Miss Rona. She'll kill you.
Yeah, Miss Rona will kill you. You know what I'm saying?
She'll kill you. She don't give a fuck.
At all. Miss Rona out here doing damage. I've been seeing a lot of people, you know, it's starting to hit some people that I know, you know what I'm saying? So it's you know what I'm saying? It's a little odd and hitting closer to home to where, you know what I'm saying? My son, he's in Hampton. He's an essential worker at the Whole Foods, making sure people get their groceries and stuff. So
right. He
stayed down and I was going to pull him out and bring them back, extract them back to New York if it got
rescue
bad.
Mission.
Yeah, if it got bad. But I was like, you know, nah, this is first taste of, you know what I'm saying, grown people shit. You know, let them figure it out. Let them do what he do. And then, you know, I talked to him the other day, and he was saying that, you know, how one of his best friends, where he, as soon as he hits New York, that's where he goes. He spends more time there than he does here. They got it over there. You know what I'm saying? His homeboy he go to school with. His another kid he be with when he come back to New York. His mom got it.
The kids or the family?
The family. One family got it. Like the whole house. Oh. And then the other one, the kid's mother has it. So, so you know what I'm saying? I was kind of like, whew, I'm glad I let him be. You know what I'm saying? Because he would have went over there. Actually, he was here about 3 weeks ago for spring break, and he was over both of those places. So... you know what I'm saying? So it's like, wow. You know, then my homeboy, another one of my homeboys, he had it and he was doing like a testimonial on it and, you know, talking about the effects. My man, Dennis L.A. White, who's an actor, you know, he used to. He had a whole.
We did Secrets together.
Oh, word?
Yeah, it was a movie together. Shout out to Jawan Lee and Megamind Entertainment. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Weekend Vibe, Dennis.
Yeah. So Dennis, he got it, and he's getting over it. He did a video chat with Rolling Out that posted yesterday or the day before, talking about his whole ordeal. So that was, you know, it was, you know, very interesting to watch people you know get their testimonials as it's going on around you. You know what I mean? So. You know,
he made it through.
Yeah. He's pulling through now. He's good. Okay. He's home now. He was in the hospital. Yeah. He's like eight, nine days or some shit.
Shit, damn.
But you know, he don't know when he got it or none shit like that. So it's just like, you know, just listen to how he was like, yeah. And I was moving around. I was going here to L.A. and back to, you know what I mean? I was like, damn, how many people he came in contact with during the incubation period.
My friend of mine who's in the medical field, he has a theory that most people have it, you know, but that's why you need to be self-quarantined. It's probably not going to affect everybody. A lot of people are going to be asymptomatic. Some people are going to catch a little bit of it and they'll make it through, you know what I mean? But he's like, you know, more people have it than you would imagine.
Right.
But on that note, yeah, there have been some people that have been affected. Friends of my family, people that my family had worked with, two people they know died from coronavirus. Yeah, they passed away. There's comedian Michael Yo, who had it, but he's out the, you know, he's kind of out the woods now. He was on, he put out a little video testimonial about the whole thing. You could find that on Baller Alert or DL Hughley's Instagram.
Right.
But he was talking about, you know, the one thing that is almost like the signature to this virus in a way is the isolation element of it all. You know what I mean? Like, he was in the hospital, and he said that the people in the hospital told him, like, you know, well, they said two things that were crazy. One, not crazy, but just like, I guess, sobering. One, the doctor was like, this could go really good really fast or really bad really fast. Mm-hmm. We're going to figure this out, which is some scary shit to hear. But then also, you know, once you admit it, you can't be admitted with your family because it's just highly contagious.
Right.
So, you know, throughout this battle, it's pretty much you, you know, in the room or in the hospital with other, you know, patients.
Mm-hmm.
And some are dying, some are living, but, you know, there's, you know, it's a fucked up situation to where, you know, you kind of have to, you know, you have to separate yourself from others,
right.
You know, which kind of goes against human nature on a certain level, you know,
right.
And especially when you going through anything, you know, you want your family there for support and shit like that. And it's just, it ain't even happening. And then people are being cremated. So there's no funerals and things like that. It's just such a, you know, it's just a loner virus, you know,
right.
Like you just, you kind of damn near by yourself in the fight. You know, DJ Jazzy Jeff said he got pneumonia, I think double pneumonia. It's not COVID, but, you know, he got scared. He's still, you know, he's still kind of going through it. He said if it wasn't for his wife, he might not have been there. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of shit going on, man. I'll keep it funky with you. I had a cold yesterday and I was shook. I was scared to death. I ain't want to engage with niggas. Like, yeah, we still in the building. So, but I don't want to jinx note myself or some shit like that. But there wasn't any real symptoms. It was just I was sneezing. I wasn't coughing. You know what I mean? I didn't have a fever, but I was nervous. You know, I was fucking with, I've been fucking with this DayQuil and these, I've been juicing heavy. You know, I'm trying to do the math. I'm looking back because I've been really quarantined out the way. But then, I did tell you I went to Walmart almost 14 because I started tracking it back. Like, damn, where could I have picked it up at?
You know, mm-hmm.
And Walmart could have been where anything happened. So I was looking at that trying to see what the duration was looking like. But, you know, anybody that's going through it, yeah, prayers out there. You know, we hoping for the best. We hope you make it through, you know.
For sure.
But, yeah, man. Whew.
Yeah, but, you know, other it's than tough. That, you know, like you say, you've been staying out of the way.
Out the way.
Just respecting Miss Rona. And,
yeah.
And, you know, entertaining my mind, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Quick question. Uh-huh. So your son is an essential worker at the, did you say where? Did you say
Whole
where?
Foods, I Whole put Foods. It out.
Okay, at the Whole Foods. Now, there seemed to be, I think there was a strike today for the Whole Foods and even the Whole Foods, the Amazon workers and the Whole Foods workers. Did he get down with that or did that happen?
I'm not sure if it hit in, I know that was in New York. I'm not sure if that hit in Virginia. I'm not, or if it was a nationwide thing. He didn't say nothing about it. You know, he probably just, you know, he went to work. Actually, I saw him going to work, so I know.
Okay.
He caught an Uber on the, you know, the family account, so you see him going to work.
How's that shit working? What's the Uber situation like? Because I feel like that's too close. What's going on? Face masks in the Uber?
I haven't been in the Uber, so I'm not sure how he handled it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm surprised Uber even rocking. I mean, I get it, but I would think the liability might be a little high for them, but who knows?
What you mean? People sue them?
Yeah.
How you going to know if you got like it from the Uber?
I mean, shit, how you know you didn't get it from the Uber? That, you know, when they say, where were you? You start going back, you start thinking, you be like, well, shit, I was in the Camry with this one nigga that was coughing.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
That's gonna be hard to prove. If that's the case, everybody liable.
I'm just saying. That's my point. That's why I'm curious that I'm curious what Uber is doing, because that does seem like there could be a lot of liability there. You know what I mean?
No more so than the grocery store or Target or anything like that. I know I went to Target today
fair enough.
And shit, I was picking up some a prescription, and the person in front of me was picking up some shit, and she kept on, you know what I mean? She kept on doing all this weird social distancing shit, making a big deal about her social distance. And I was like, cool, I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
You ain't get offended.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, go ahead and distance yourself, because I'm here. I'm cool. And then she got up to the front, and then she asked for a Z-Pack. I was like, ooh. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody I talked to that got it said that they first give them a Z-Pack. I'm like, oh, shit.
She had a mask on?
Yeah, she had a mask on. I backed up.
You had a mask on?
Yeah, I had a mask and my gloves and shit. So, but then I had to go straight to the same register, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm got my gloves, right. You know what I'm saying? I'm zoop, 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 zoop. I immediately switched gloves, took them off and put on my new set.
What you had? You got a double set of gloves on you?
Yeah, you gotta switch them up when you make different moves, because then, you know what I'm saying, you cross-contaminating. See, I used to work in the hospital. You know what I mean? So I used to push patients in high school, right? And it was during the HIV AIDS epidemic, right. You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of crazy. So, everybody, you had to wear gloves with every patient, and you got to switch them out every single time, you know what I'm saying? Then wash up after you move out of that situation and go to a next, because you know what I'm saying? If you take that, all that same stuff to the next situation, you know what I'm saying? You cross-contaminate. So, basically, if I know I'm gonna make a few moves, I took 3 pair of gloves today, and then when I made my moves, boom, I switched out, and then I got on the train, got off, went in the Target, and then I switched out after the Z-Pack reference, and I got on out the way, got back in the house.
So wait. You switched gloves after she asked for the Z-Pack.
I switched gloves after I finished at the register at Target.
I did just more gloves to go home gloves.
Yeah, this was my go home gloves. So when I got to the register, I typed in all my shit, da 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 da, signed with my finger on the gloves, and then I switched them shits out.
You left that shit. Those were the Target gloves. You left that shit at Target.
Yeah, I threw them in the trash at Target, and then put on my new ones.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? And actually, I went to the bathroom, washed my hands, put on my new ones, and went home.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
You still rocking the coffee filter mask, or you got an official mask now?
Nah, I'm still rocking my homemade setup.
Okay. What you had to like? So what's the setup? Talk to me. It was a bandana or the coffee filter?
Yeah,
like what
shit we talked about last time. I got my two coffee filters inside my bandana, folded up across my face, tight. With my gloves. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that there's no. You know what I'm saying? Again, I don't even know if the shit'll work, but
It's working. It feels like it's working.
Feel better. And plus, what it do? It keep my hands out my face too. You know, sending the gloves and that mask. Make sure you don't put your hand. Make sure I don't put my hands in my face. So, a lot of people is like, you know, it's better to just, you know, stay washing your hands or stay having some sanitizer or shit like that. But like me, I got a beard. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be fucking around in my face. You know what I'm saying? So I just tie that bandana up, put it around my face, so I don't have to even think about if I'm gonna mess with my face or not. Yeah, I've been kind of vigilant about my shit.
So you still out in the world a little bit though?
Nah. Only mandatory shit. I had a mandatory move I had to make. Had to make it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I had to go get my hypertension medicine, nigga. So.
Shit.
You know, nigga already at risk for the, you know what I'm saying, Rona complications. So, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to get caught slipping. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just staying hyper-vigilant because nigga do not need no medical situations in this era. You know what I mean?
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? Get me the next year.
Yeah. You don't want to go to the doctor for nothing. I mean, to the hospital for nothing right now, my homie. Hospital. Telling me, you know. The Javits Center, pardon. The Javits Center or the boat.
You don't want to go to none of that
shit. That's where they send you if you don't have COVID. They send you to the Javits Center.
Oh, word.
Whew. Yeah, that's the spot. That's the spot. And now they got the, what is this, the USS Comfort?
Yes.
The Mercy or whatever, the new big boat.
Comfort, yeah. I saw the boat pull in on videos yesterday.
And then people went to go see the boat pull in like idiots. They went to go see, like, they ain't never. Nigga, this ain't the 20s, first of all. What are you going to see a boat, slow-ass boat, pull into the fucking the Hudson? Like, what are we doing?
I mean,
there's a fucking plague out there.
I think a lot of the people probably was walking, you know what I'm saying, probably had some social distance, and then when it started pulling in, like, oh, shit, stop. And, you know, start looking. I seen a lot of photographers, like pro photographers, out there shooting. So it's, you know, yeah, it's fucked up.
It ain't essential.
You wasn't there.
It ain't essential. That's nah. Who me?
Yeah, you.
No, you know I wasn't fucking with none of that.
Okay then. Shit.
I'm in the crib, nigga. I said shit wasn't essential. You can see the shit on your TV. I don't know how much fucking USS Comfort photos are selling for. But I don't know if it's enough for your ass to get sick. Stay a little. You just nosy at this point. It's a fucking boat pulling in.
It's history.
Take it easy. All right.
I wasn't there, but you know what I'm saying? There's people out that's shooting this history and documenting this shit.
Yeah.
Somebody going to come out with the documentary and shit, and then you're going to be like, damn, I should have did that shit too.
The day the boat came in.
You know what I'm saying? The boats.
The boat. I'm all right on that boat, man. Speaking of history, though, in the quarantine, these Instagram live battles have been something. Some of them historic. This is a moment, a cultural moment. I'll say that. I don't know about historic.
Shout out to Swiss Beats for kind of orchestrating the whole, you know, battle, producer battle, writer battle movement, and you know. Staying at, you know, pushing the whole, he like the Don King of the IG battles and shit.
Yeah, I was calling Low Key that. Low Key's this cat on Twitter, who I've been following. I mean, obviously, I've been following for a while, but he's the guy, like, for me, outside of Swiss, but he's the one that's kind of got me up on what battles are next. He's the first person I always see. Oh, yeah, such and such. So, Boy Wonder and Hit Boy are at 7 and da 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 da. And I'm like, oh, this nigga. And, you know. Yeah. But those shits have been good.
Yeah.
Have you seen
them? I saw Sean Garrett and The Dream. I saw most of it. Yeah. I didn't catch the end by the time Sean Garrett caught his second win. Who else? I saw Timbaland Swiss Part 2.
I saw Part 1.
I checked in on Neo and Jonta. Like, I didn't stay long, but I checked in on it. And yeah, that's it. But I'm just enjoying the whole situation because it's not just it's the entertainment now. And so, therefore, it expands beyond just where it's at and what it's doing. So now, if The Dream and Sean Garrett is doing their thing, you know what I'm saying, you also get in the side text and, you know what I'm saying, the Instagram inboxes about what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Even if you ain't watching, you'd be like, shit, he's killing Sean Garrett right now. You know what I'm saying? So so it's like, it's interesting how much more people are interacting with the platform now because of the cultural entertainment that's going on that's not corporately sponsored. It's just raw, live, whatever people going to do.
But yeah, I like it. This shit was fun.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But it's definitely interesting to see, like, the songwriters and the producers who you don't really see out front flex, you know what I'm saying, and get their shine on. And it's like, you know, like, the Dream, of course, you know, his whole promotion was like, I'm already living rich, you know what I'm saying, I got all these cars, I'm just out here washing the pollen off of my Rolls Royce and they fucking with me talking about they want a battle, which is great promo. You know what I'm saying? It's like great promo for a battle, like a boxing match or some shit. And then, you know, when the battle begins and, you know, he goes and plays golf while Sean Garrett's talking shit. You know what I mean? It's like, ah. But his whole shit was about lifestyle flex from all of this money I've made from these beats, player, these songs and this production. But
I like the shit talk. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Like boxing. The key element to all of these goddamn battles is Beyonce.
That's like the cheat code.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the cheat code. Yeah.
Whoever.
It got a little redundant though.
Yeah, but it always wins, even though it was redundant. Whoever come with their Beyonce track, like, the internet goes on fire.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't agree. I disagree. I think it started initially, like with the Timberland shit, even with the Sean Garrett, the Dream, the Beyonce factor was a little bit much. I think by the third battle with the Jonte Austin Neo battle, which I think might have been my favorite battle out the three. I think that if I had to rank them, it's a tie between the Swiss and Timberland and the Jonte Neo situation. I think by the time we got to the Jonte, because at the end of the Neo Jonte, that they you know, it was, first of all, the battles were way more regimented by that point. Right. There was some rules in play because the Sean Garrett, the Dream shit, that shit got unwieldy. That shit went off the rails. niggas was drunk. Sean Garrett was way too close to the camera doing too much. The nigga was drunk, pulling back records that was unfamiliar. Like, hold on, nigga, play that again, nigga. Ho, play that shit again. And niggas in the comments is like, nah. Nigga, the comments were so funny because, I mean, yo, Kelly Rowland heckling niggas. Kelly Rowland was like, yo, can we move this along? I said, yo, this shit is loose.
Yeah, it was loose, man.
But, I like the Swiss Timberland shit because every time you thought Swiss was out of there, he pulled some shit. Like, he had yet another clip. You know what I mean? Mm. But it felt like with Timberland, felt like he ain't even reached the depth of his crates. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had a lot of shit. That was a great battle.
Yeah, you could see the range when a cat got the hip hop and he got R&B hits. You know what I'm saying? So Timberland got range for your ass.
He got range like a motherfucker, and you appreciate that shit. But the Jonte Austin Neo battle, one. Yeah, I'm a fan of both of them, but I would, you know, it's not like Jonte Austin is a fucking marquee star or no shit like that. But this was a look. He made, if you didn't know who he was, I think you gained a newfound respect for the cat just based on the, you know, they did 20 records or 13 records, something like that. But they did, you know.
So they instituted rules.
They did, instituted rules. Everybody goes a minute 30. I think it might have been 20. I could be wrong. Maybe it was 20. It's somewhere. I'm sure Tidal made a playlist, but I think it was either 20 or 13. And they go back and forth, blah, 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 blah. And both of them, you know, they had their sequence right. They knew what to go with, they knew where they were going to close with and all of that shit, right? So I say all that to say the Dream closed with Irreplaceable, which is a huge fucking hit. Like, it's a huge, you know, it's a fucking big Beyonce banger. But I don't think it killed him. Like, I don't think it was like Benjamin's or like, wow, he bodied him. Like, I've seen other Beyonce records because Jonte Austin was putting some shit out there. And to your point about appreciating these writers, you find yourself, like, I'm not an R&B dude. You know what I mean? Like, I appreciate R&B, but it's not really my go-to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck with it. I have a respect for it, but I'm not the cat that's like, yo, throw that Mariah on. You know what I mean? Like, that's not me. I get it. I respect it. I think she's dope and shit like that. Because there are certain cats. There's a lot of cats, especially cats that you wouldn't even profile as R&B dudes, but that's always been the case. You see, like, some of the toughest motherfuckers love R&B. You know what I mean? And I was like, and you look at these comment sections, you're seeing Jadakiss and Fat Joe in there going crazy over fucking Mariah Carey records or Bow Wow and Ciara. You know what I mean? Like, it was just, but when you hear it, like, when you see it presented in that context, like, yo, look what I did. Mm-hmm. Look how I shaped this. Like, with that, the Bow Wow record, Like You. You know, there was a time when that whole, and it's still going on, but there was that one, there was that moment where that whole, I guess, sing rap, kind of the phrasing, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, it was a little bit more lyrical, less singy. Mm-hmm. Like, when he did that type of shit, like, when you feeling it, you see the writer, like, doing their little orchestrator fingers to the, like, this is what we did, and this is the phrase, and this is the scale of that shit. You like, nigga, that shit is hard. That was innovative as fuck. It's like a Behind the Music. Like, you give it a little time to let it live, and then you revisit it.
Right.
You like, oh, shit, yeah, that shit, that changed the game. You know, and he had a lot of records that were like, oh, nigga, I ain't know you did this. This motherfucker did, like, Sweet Lady, the Tyrese record.
Wow.
And he was like a kid.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. John like, Tawson? You know. That was John Tawson, yeah. Fucking L.A. Reid came in there. You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of crazy.
Yeah, I'm glad they got it together.
That was a good one.
Because
it was classy.
Sean G and the Dream, boy, they, to be producers, they sound was horrible. It's like you couldn't even barely hear what they was playing sometimes.
They doing.
But another thing it shows is, like, you know, where a lot of people, they look at, you know, the people out front that has it, the look,
right.
You know, the style, just the, you know, the charismatic, you know, front man look. And then you got mm-hmm. these guys who are in the back getting to show how they live it. You know what I'm saying? And that's usually only reserved for, like, the artists and the A&R niggas who know how the producers are really living. You know what I mean? Other than Swiss, of course. Swiss puts his lifestyle out front real heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But to, you know, to see these guys in their element doing that thing and showing off the fruits of their labor.
Thriving.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, thriving, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Where everybody want to be the rapper. You know what I'm saying? These guys with the publishing catalog and the producer credits and, you know what I'm saying, that's getting paid forever off of shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Off that same rapper shit. Maybe getting more percentage points than the rapper themselves sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Quietly thriving.
Thriving like a motherfucker. Yeah.
Like a motherfucker. That nigga Jante had a fucking glass of red wine that never ran out. I don't know who was refilling this nigga's glass of red wine, but throughout the whole battle, this nigga ain't never have no less than half a glass of red wine. Every time he took a sip, that shit was like, boop, boop, replenish. I don't know who was on board.
That sound like my wife.
That shit.
Her red wine don't know BMD either.
That shit. She's cool. Doing her. But I mean, you didn't see the filler portion. Right. It just, I'm like, damn, that's what's up.
You didn't hear the classic sound of the wine pour? Like, my wife,
mm-mm.
One time my wife and her friends, it was her friend's birthday, and
mm-hmm.
they had a little thing at the friend's house, and they was just pouring the wine up, and all you heard all night was bloop, 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 you know what I'm saying, the whole time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was just constant. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Filling up the wine.
Sound like some shit Timbaland
is
sampling.
Exactly. That is, it's a real sound. And that's how they get down.
That's a good night. That's the sound of a good night.
Yeah, it was classic. It was a classic night for them.
Speaking of wine, I was watching this movie. I don't know if you've seen it. There's a movie, Netflix movie, called Uncorked.
Right.
You see that?
Yeah, I saw it. That.
Prentice Perry's movie?
Yep.
Yeah, Prentice Penny's movie. Yeah, I like that shit. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it.
It was a point, speaking of that sound in that movie, it was a point in that movie where they mm-hmm. poured up the wine and it went in the mm-hmm. glass. And then, you know, I was telling my wife that they kind of missed that sound cue because it sounded like they were just pouring like water in the glass. It was like, instead of, they could have used that. Bloop, 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 you know what I'm saying? Because that's how wine be sounding when you pour it, and you know, because I know. But, yeah, I saw that.
You need to make a beat. You got to, nigga. Now, at this point, you got to. The people need to hear that shit. But go ahead. What you about to say?
Nah, I saw Uncorked. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, I like
it. Yeah, it was.
I thought it was a good movie, too.
Like a cool indie joint, you know?
Yeah, it was real cool. I never been to Memphis before. I've been saying for a long time, I got people I know from Memphis, good people from Memphis, and everything I see about Memphis, especially, like, you know, that whole juke joint vibe and, right. you know, like, blues and good soul and, you know, good food and shit like that. Like, you know, classic black
right.
type of yeah. shit going on out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I need to get out there.
I think
we get back into the world.
I think that was the best part of that movie was the classic mm-hmm. black of his father and mother. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
their banter was some real black shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? They had it down yeah. pat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to Courtney B. Vance and Niecy Nash.
They had it.
Killing shit.
They had it down pat. That's some real black mama and daddy shit.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was cool. Oh, shit, man. What else is going on? What's up, man?
Man, shit, you know what's up?
I guess so, right? What you doing? Where you been? It's the latest.
Yeah, I guess that's all them transitions is null and void. Well, nigga, you know I better. Same place you seen me.
Yes.
I mean, really out here, like, it's weird because, you know, there is, they passed the stimulus package, right? And of course, you know,
yeah.
usually those types of things miss the like the small business owners like myself. You know what I'm saying? As mm-hmm. like, or you know, so like the way it was set up, I was like, you know, I ain't even tripping on it because, you know, it's gonna I ain't gonna qualify
You're
for
not
nothing.
A W-2.
Yeah, I ain't gonna really qualify for it.
Right.
But the way that they broke it out was they have so many different programs for different, you know, types of workers, different types of business owners, different types of, you know what I mean, freelancers. So, you know, it's a lot to go through, but I would, you know, behoove anyone that works for themselves or, you know what I'm saying, that that is freelancing or writer or journalist or any old type of business that you're just out here invoice to invoice, you know, check out some of these mm-hmm. stimulus things that they have. Even some of the small business loans or grants that they have out there. Shout out to Rachel Johnson. She put me inside of this WhatsApp group specifically for, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying, for, you know, people in the industry that's, you know, freelancing and or working for themselves and have their businesses that depend on the entertainment industry running, which is not right now. Mm-hmm. It's like almost like a support group. So it's like a mm-hmm. stimulus package WhatsApp group, and a lot of
for the go-getters.
Yeah, a lot of good information. We even had a Zoom call, which Zoom is the uh-huh. big thing now as far as talking to people and socializing. Zoom is the new social app. So we had a group.
I'm seeing a lot of Zoom birthdays.
Zoom. Uh-huh. My wife
brunches.
Yeah, my wife do a Zoom brunch with her friends and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mm-hmm. pop in, you know, get rushed out, but okay. but we had a Zoom call, what was that, Friday night? And, you know, business owners talked it out. It was a lot about fashion, but, you know what I'm saying, it was interesting nonetheless because it was entrepreneurs talking it out, hashing it out, helping each other with the resources, you know what I'm saying, just giving up game. You know what I'm saying? Just talking through the whole shit because it's a scary time for a lot of people when you have to miss work. Right. Like some people never missed a beat, you know what I'm saying? And for the whole shit to be shut down and you can't make a move, it gets scary, you know what I'm saying? My contribution to the call was, you know, luckily, you know what I'm saying, during the recession, I had to go through the same shit, you know what I mean? Like, got beat up, everybody was out, you know what I'm saying, not social distancing, and I was quarantined because, you know what I'm saying, wasn't nothing popping. So mm-hmm. it was, you know, now in hindsight and being in this situation, it was a good experience to have because now I don't worry about the shit now. You know what I'm saying? If I got enough to make it through, You know what I'm saying? These few months that they got us sitting down, yeah, that's cool. I get right back to it when it's open up because I done had to sit down and not had nothing the whole time while I was sitting down. So I know that it's faith over the circumstance, you know what I'm saying? And when you mm-hmm. when you keep your mind on what you do and the work that you do and you keep creating, that the work will come to you. You know what I'm saying? There's no way if you putting shit out and you out in the world and you having those conversations that you won't get no work. And knowing that is a strength. It's a power. You know what I'm saying? It's a power in knowing that, oh, shit, that work going to come. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm going to get it. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, people who really be about it, you know what I'm saying? They don't be worried about it. They just know that it's going to happen and they go get to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, I was able to contribute in that way of just, you know, just speaking to the faith part of it and, you know, mm-hmm. the strength, being able to be strong and in sitting down and being still. Because, you know, some mm-hmm. people think that's quitting or giving up or just, you know, you're shrinking yourself. But now sometimes you just got to be still and listen so you'll know where the next move at. So it's yeah. it's cool though that people are rallying together though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's a good thing that everybody's kind of in the same situation at the same time. And it's not like, I'm doing good, so shit, I don't know what they talking about. You know what I'm saying? Or... Because even right. if you're doing good, you still affected some kind of way. You know what I mean? You still sitting down. Because even, you know, if you a rich entertainer, you know what I'm saying? You still not going to work right now, you know?
Yeah. This shit is, everybody
so,
is.
So you out there on Instagram with everybody else.
Right. Just out there trying to figure it out. Yeah. Any concerns or like... ideas or solutions that y'all came away with that you could share outside of what you said, but like anything else, like stuff that was popular, like a popular concern or something that you gained from that call,
really
outside of what you contributed?
What the real contribution is the resource, the information, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I think that night the stimulus package was just released. So, you know, on Zoom, you could share your screen and shit like that. So, you know what I'm saying? It was a lot of screen sharing of, okay, this is the site where, you know, the SBA loan's at. Okay, this where you go where all the links at. You know what I'm saying? For different shit, you can go here for that. So, I think just the sharing of the resources was the most important part. mm-hmm. I guess that was redundant.
Don't even worry about it.
But,
so, with...
Go ahead.
No, my question, so with the stimulus package, you have to go to a site to claim it, or is it just being sent out?
Nah, man, I don't know what the regular people's package is, because I don't really qualify for it. So I got to, like, for me, you know what I'm saying, it's a decision, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know if I'm sure I'm going to even, you know,
eligible.
Follow through on, like, getting a SBA loan. Getting an SBA loan for kind of what, you know what I'm saying? Because... if I could get a loan to expand, then that'd be dope. But I'm not just going to get a loan to make it through so then I'd be paying it back because I already saved for that moment. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to accrue no debt to make it through some shit I already am ready to be going through. So I just got to research all of it. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff. So it's like, you know, it's not like it's just like, hey, here's some stuff, and then you're like, okay, click the button, and then your check coming in the mail. You got to research and see where you fit, where you qualify. I would suggest, you know, saying if you got, you know, somebody that do your accounting or your taxes and shit like that, a lot of those types of people, they know, or lawyers who handle, like, business law and shit like that, they know where all that shit at, and they can help you get to those places. I'm sure it's going to be a cottage industry of consultants that consult on these types of things to help people get their stimulus money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that's going to pop up as a whole cottage industry. You know what I'm saying? But watch out for the scandals. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
So that was really it. It's like, you know what I'm saying, walking everybody through some of the stuff that's out there. Because I wouldn't have known that was out there. I would have just kept it moving.
Yeah, I gotta look into it, see what's what.
Yeah, that mean I'm sure they get. I'm sure they got something for comedians because it seemed like every group is rallying around to make sure that their group is taken care of. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure comedians probably got something.
I hope so. We'll see about it. I hope it's not a loan though. I don't want to take out a loan from nobody. You know what I mean? I thought it was a grant. I thought it was an allotment that they had. You know, I didn't think it was a situation where you had to apply for a loan and pay back.
Nah, you got the direct payment. You know what I'm saying? Depending on your money, like how much you make, how much you claim per se. So you know.
Oh, I thought it was across the board $1,200.
That's $1,200 for if you make up to this amount of money.
Okay.
See, all that shit get tricky, man, and then you got to really be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see.
You got to be, you know, doing all your shit, so.
Yeah. Did you, speaking of that type of shit, did you you do your census? You fill out your census shit yet? Did you get your census stuff in the mail?
I got it in the mail. I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, I got to check it. I got to get into it. I don't think I've ever done the census. Or maybe I have. I don't. I think I might have missed it last time. I think I'm going to go ahead and get it. I ain't doing shit. You know what I'm saying? But fuck, I ain't nowhere.
That's why they counting us out.
Yeah. And, yeah, man, absolutely.
Cats don't be doing the shit.
He don't give a fuck.
It says 13 million black folks. It's been 13 million black folks for the last 50 years because niggas don't do they census.
13% ass. Yeah. Shit, man. Fuck is going on, dude.
Go ahead. Yeah, but you know, but speaking of that platform Zoom, that Zoom platform is pretty dope though, because just for the fact that you could invite multiple people at one time how it's just used for like corporate conference calls and shit for a long time, and now it's like everybody's standard. Like, my kids use it for school, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Friends use it for brunch, but then, like, the brands are getting into it now where where you got these backgrounds that if you don't want people to see your crib.
You know what's so funny? I thought about that. I didn't know Zoom was doing it, but I was looking at these IG Lives. I was like, that's a lane right there. Get a little IG Live set designer. To have your shit look like you're not just sheltering in place. Look like you living with some dignity. You know what I mean? There's a lot of motherfuckers. That shit look wild. Like, whoa. let's get somebody. Let's get a designer in here. Put some color, some pops in this bitch. Like, this shit look.
West Elm, they sponsoring some Zoom backgrounds and shit. So shit could look, you know, that's polished and fresh. Or you could put your own picture. Like, people are using memes and shit for their backgrounds and making it apply, apply to them within their Zoom background. So it's pretty interesting. I think we should use it.
Let me check it out. I'm gonna get in. Let me look at it. I'm downloading.
Yeah, go check it out. Right. You know what I'm saying? Give the people some visuals.
Possibly. Maybe. Take the tape off the laptop. Living like that. That's one of them niggas living like that. Like, fuck that. I don't want these niggas looking at me.
Everybody got the tape now. For the times where you ain't.
Well, I guess. Yeah. You know, I don't know about the untape, retape. It's either you in or you out. You in the Zoom shit? Get that Rex and Effects sponsorship? All I want to do is zoom. Oh, shit, man. Speaking of getting by. Shout out! I got a text from one of the most self-assured weed delivery services of all time. This motherfucker hit me. They hit me with a text. They were like, "Look, we were there for the blizzard of '95. We were there through hurricanes and blackouts. We are there for you." I said, "Oh shit! That shit was assuring. That shit. I wish Trump spoke like that. You know what I mean? That shit had that fucking." Governor Cuomo confidence. I was like, all right, nigga, I appreciate what y'all doing over there.
No doubt.
Not fucking with y'all just yet, but you know, I don't want no randoms in my quarantine, but I do appreciate the dedication.
People buying weed in the pandemic?
Oh, yeah, of course. That shit is not slowed down at all. People are getting it.
It's an essential, especially in L.A. You know, L.A., they got the dispensaries is open.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, the regular, you know what I'm saying?
No, of course. Yeah. Nah, you know that don't stop.
Yeah, but, you know, that's concerning. Nigga might have the corona and I still guess. Don't stop. I don't stop. Fuck it. It's money.
Yeah, you know. You know. You know, hey. Do what you will. Be diligent. Don't play yourself. Wear gloves and a mask and all of that other shit. And, you know.
Guess you can't Lysol your
pray
weed.
Over your eighth. No, I don't think you should do that.
That would be.
You never know. That might affect the high. Who knows?
You
know
you don't want the Lysol.
I don't know. I wouldn't recommend it, but I ain't never had no Lysol high. Not beknownst to me.
Nah, that.
You know what I mean? So I don't want to dismiss it. Nah, find out 20 years from now. Oh, nigga, you should have definitely been putting that Lysol Max. Speaking of which, I got my one little can of Lysol Max. That shit is about halfway. I feel like I'm losing power. Yeah. Every time I spray that shit, I'm like, God, I need to get me another one. You can't find Lysol cans. You can't find thermometers. Like, on Amazon, you can't find these shits. I don't know in the world. Maybe in the world, yeah, you could probably. Did you see any mask, Lysol cans or any wipes?
Well, I ain't been looking because I got some. So I got the Lysol on deck. Uh-huh. The wipes. It's okay. The mask and shit you can't find like that. But you know, it's interesting. Speaking of the underground and shit, I was talking to one of the great hustlers out here in the space, and.
Yeah,
they were like, you know how the girls, what happened?
Out here in the space.
Yeah, you know.
I just like that. The great hustlers out here in the space. Yeah, that shit is hilarious.
You know, somebody that got their hands over here and over there.
Resourceful.
You know what I mean? Yeah, very resourceful, yeah, man, plugged resourceful. In and shit like that. But they were telling me, you know what I'm saying? You know how the girls who had the Instagram boutiques. They might be Instagram models, but they be modeling their own shit. Go get my, such a line of clothes and shit.
Their merch and all that.
Yeah. Like little dresses, like basically like little baby, baby Fashion Novas all over the place. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So the thing is, a lot of those girls, they buy their stuff from China. And mm-hmm. I guess, you know, the sales been slowing down. So I guess the Chinese people are like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I know the sales with the clothes are slow, but would you like to jump down on some of these masks? You know what I'm saying? Mm. Which is very interesting because, and now I've actually seen a couple of the IG models with the mask, you know what I'm saying? With different kinds of masks and shit. And I'm like, damn. Because they have an audience and they have, I guess, quote unquote, distribution. They selling products. You know what I'm saying? They like becoming the plugs for some of this safety gear and shit because they do have an audience and it's right there. You know what I'm saying? I was even talking to a cat and they like Chinese people hit him and was like, yo, we got the mask and the test. I was like, I don't know about the test. Oh, what the man. Fuck you was saying? Like the test?
That sounds wild. Canal Street. You know what I'm saying?
The test? So it's like,
fuck out
you
it.
Know what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah.
But it's like, you know, these companies out here, they trying to move this shit while it's hot. They not fucking around. So it's like, you know,
things got the test.
Can you imagine? That's being in the hood, keeping the hood safe. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I got the test. Make sure you know what I'm saying? That is crazy. Like, but that's what's happening. Like, that's, I'm like, yo, this is very, it's an interesting time because it's like, you know, you hear on the news, everybody, you know, they talking about the resources and the mask and shit like that. It's like, I guess China trying to sell them shits to whoever gonna buy.
Yeah. I got a mask connect if you need.
I need.
I'll talk to you about it.
Yeah. They on Instagram or they on the ground?
No. I'll talk to you about it after we get off this situation. We might need to cut this out. supposedly they got the masks and shit. And, see what it is.
Yeah.
I feel weird. I got a mask. I feel weird in the world with the mask. Obviously, you need it. You only got one. I mean, I told you last week, I found the mask. This shit's old as fuck.
You gonna keep recycling the Corona that it filter out?
Yeah, nigga. So I can't. I mean, shit, fuck. I spray my shit when I come back. I researched it. Some of these masks are reusable.
So you might as well get you got the Lysol high anyway.
Yeah, yeah, probably. I don't Lysol it before I put it on. Right. I put the shit on, and then when I take it off, I hit it with the Lysol. Then I put it in a little Ziploc bag.
That might not be good for you,
put it. You know what I'm saying? It might not be. Maybe that's what's fucking me up. I don't know. You don't think that's good? I got to talk to somebody.
You can't recycle
it. But it felt good. It felt like everything what I was doing.
It has a certain limit to how much it's going to filter.
Yeah. But a couple of these masks, you can use them for like 3 to 4 weeks, supposedly. Okay. Like I researched some of this shit. Unless I got some bad information.
No.
I think this was some old
but for,
WHO.
For... You know what I'm saying? For dust and shit like that. But I don't. If you got the viral material on your mask, you don't want to. You know what I'm saying? When you take the shit off, it's not on your hands. And then when you put it back on, it's not on your motherfucking hands.
Nah, because I got gloves on.
Okay.
I'm wearing a mask and gloves, and then I come in the crib, take the mask off, Lysol the shit out of it. Not super crazy, but I Lysol that shit. I put it in my little Ziploc. I take the gloves off, throw them shits in the garbage. I wash my hands, right. And then I live life.
Yeah, but then
I feel like
you feel
I
good.
Think the shit. I think the Corona's. Yeah, I think the Lysol killed the Corona. You know what I mean? That's what I'm thinking. Obviously, but you know what's so funny? But this is how the world is right now. Even the CDC don't know what's what. The CDC was saying, yo, you don't really need to wear a mask, only unless you have it. You don't really need to wear the mask. Now they about to walk that whole shit back. So at the end of the day, everybody guessing. You know what I mean? So, and I just, I say all that to say, I stay out the way anyway. I just wore the mask just to go check my mail.
Right.
I'm not even in the world with it. It ain't all the way been field tested. I haven't taken it to Walmart or Associated or no shit like that. I'm just taking it downstairs. Go grab a couple pieces of mail, run back.
I'd be Lysoling the shit out of my mail.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Dog, Lysoling the groceries, everything. It's not a game. Oh, man.
We got the wipes. Yeah. We got the wipes for the groceries.
See, I ain't got no wipes.
Down, like, you know what I'm saying, the milks and the handles and the boxes and, you know what I'm saying, shit like that.
Yeah.
For the greens and shit, like the produce, vegetables and fruit, you putting them in water with the peroxide, give them a peroxide bath for 30 minutes, let that shit sit.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
But actually the peroxide bath been in motion from before. You know what I'm saying? That's for some old, get the pesticides off your shit. That's that type shit. But I feel like it's apropos for this occasion.
Okay, I think people are doing whatever they could do. I've had people tell me, "Yo, take some orange peels, boil the orange peels, and inhale the steam from the orange peels. That'll break down the mucus and whatever virus is going on." And I was doing that shit for a while, and I googled that. That shit is some bullshit too. You know what I mean? It is what it is. I don't know. I'm praying, and I'm staying my ass in the house. Praying and staying. And that's what it is.
Yeah, that is what it is. That's all it is out here. Other than that, man, I've been watching motherfucking Ozarks. I finished that out.
All three seasons?
Well, I already watched the first two.
Right.
So I just finished out the last season.
Yeah, I've been seeing good things about it. I didn't get through season one. Right. I got to maybe double back and see what's what. I like Jason Bateman as an actor. I heard it was good.
Yeah, actually, you know what I mean? It was surprisingly, you know what I'm saying, because last season, I was like, come on, man. They just going to let him get away with everything. He's just going to fix every fucking thing. But they had some twist in it this season, you know what I'm saying, that empowered the women. That, you know what I'm saying? It gave a lot of empowerment to women this season, and which brought a whole lot of new twists to the game. You know what I'm saying? And they had a running theme of, you know what I'm saying, being in business with your spouse. So it was like a running theme throughout this particular season, which was interesting because it speaks to a lot of things that when you're like married for a long time, you know, you go through, you know what I'm saying? You go through these different things in working together and, you know what I'm saying? Or your ideas being discounted or not being paid attention to or nobody valuing this or, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of, they touched on a lot of issues that, you know what I'm saying, you touch on when you're in those kind of relationships. So I thought that was pretty cool. A little different than it was last season. It was just, you know what I'm saying, it was, that was there, but not as pronounced.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I might get to it. I got time. I might get to it. I've been watching, I'm probably 4 episodes in on Tiger King. And I'm just checking that out because that shit's been crazy on my timeline. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. You know what I mean? It's some weird, wild shit. You know what I mean? Have you seen any of it? Or
nah, that one either.
You know of it?
I mean, I saw it on the Netflix shit. And then I saw a couple of people talking about it on Twitter at some point. But it wasn't in my radar. It wasn't in my wish list.
Right. Initially, I kind of was like, I get to it. It was what it is, whatever, whatever. I just was inundated with all of these references. And I'm like, hold on now. I don't want to miss out on this little meme reference. Let me see what. So many people. So I'm watching it. It's all right. It's not bad. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. To, you know, one of them type of things. One of the moment type of situations.
Right.
Shit, there you go, man. Well, shit. I think it's time to transform and roll out, brother. Where you going? We already know where you're going to be. So, you got any parting words?
Yeah. Stay vigilant. Stay safe. Stay in the house. You know what I'm saying? When you make moves, you know what I'm saying? Strap down and wrap up. You know what I'm saying? And if you're affected by the COVID-19 and you have family members that's affected by it, you know what I'm saying? We're praying for you and hopefully everybody pull out safe. And that's all these times is calling for now.
Yeah, man, I echo that, you know. And if you're listening, I hope you're here next week listening to us, and I hope we here next week. And until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Hello.
Conversation.